This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. George Soros says 3 years is all he needs to overturn pro-life laws across Europe, Latin America, and Africa, and to eliminate everywhere the idea that the fetus is a person. So perhaps it's time for the logic of Dr. Seuss and Horton Hears a Who. A person's a person no matter how small. The Women's March planned the day after Donald Trump's inauguration was supposed to be about women's rights being human rights, period. No mention of abortion. Yet pro-life groups are not allowed to advocate for women's rights there. Students for Life of America insists they will be there. And 6 days later, on Friday, January 27th, when the biggest march to ever hit Washington will take to the streets again in the annual March for Life. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE. The disposal of human remains is to one Texas judge a political act and not having any value or benefit. U.S. District Judge Sam Sparks is extending his ruling against a Texas rule requiring cemetery disposal of aborted remains. Pro-life advocates say there is no way that cemetery costs exceed costs of current practices, as abortion operators do anything, including storing and freezing remains, to dehumanize half their patients. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.